Views expressed on this program are those of the hosts, guests, and callers, and are not necessarily those of this station, its management, or other advertisers. You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.
Ready to step out of the fog of confusion and into a deeper connection with spirit? Karen Hager's ready to light up your day with spiritual conversation and enlightening guests that'll help you get clear and catapult you into action. You'll meet metaphysical movers and shakers, light workers, spiritual visionaries, and more. Whether she's interviewing someone well-known or unknown, Karen's down-to-earth style and lively curiosity keeps the atmosphere positive and generous. Now here's the host of Out of the Fog, Karen Hager.
Hello and welcome to Out of the Fog. I'm Karen Hager. Each week at this time, we gather for spiritual conversation and enlightening guests. I want to spark your spirit and ignite your soul. I want to get you moving from stuck to unstuck, out of fear, and into love. And I am glad you're here. Time and distance are no barrier to energy. And that means that no matter when you're listening, no matter how you found us, you are here for a reason. And I hope that something you hear in the next hour gives you a different perspective and helps you move forward. What if you were just going about your business, you weren't thinking about meditation, you weren't thinking about all this spirituality stuff, and suddenly you got a bedside visit from Saint Germain? How would you react? What would you do? Well, that's what happened to my guest on today's show. She's internationally known author and channel, Lori Toy, and her new book, A Teacher Appears, describes her spiritual journey and shares the wisdom and messages that she received from the Ascended Masters. I'll introduce you to Lori in just a moment, but first, would you please head over to KarenHager.com and just click on everything? That's where you can find out about what's happening next on this show, learn about upcoming classes and events, and grab a free audio or two, and lots more. The next Out of the Fog Salon, see, I'm laughing as I say this because I look forward to this all month. The next Out of the Fog Salon is on Saturday, September 28th. I love this thing. Every month we get together for an online gallery reading where everybody on the call gets a reading and we all have a blast in the process. You are most welcome to join us, and you can find all the details at KarenHager.com. And another reason I'm smiling today is because I am coming back to California. I'm doing two high vibration events in San Francisco on October 16th and 19th, and you can also join me for an unbelievably fun evening with Dr. Michael Lennox in Los Angeles on October 24th. Michael and I are calling this an astro-intuitive evening because we'll be combining his astrological knowledge, his wisdom, with my intuitive insight to bring guidance and, I hope, delight to everyone there. So all those details are at KarenHager.com. And now, Lori Toy is known for her best-selling I Am America Earth Changes Maps, which introduced spiritual teachings of prophecy and the time of change. Her initial work was published more than 20 years ago, before public awareness of the serious environmental issues of global warming and climate change. Lori's work has been featured on NBC, Fox, UPN, London's Carrollton Television, in the Washington Post, and the New York Times, and of course you just heard her last month on Coast to Coast AM. Her new book, A Teacher Appears, features channeled lessons and the story of her spiritual journey with the Ascended Masters. You can find out much more about Lori and her work at loritoy.com. Lori, welcome to Out of the Fog.
Hi, Karen. Thank you for having me as a guest on your show.
Oh, you're very welcome. Now, how did your spiritual journey really begin? You really were just minding your own business, and here comes Saint Germain.
Karen, I'm from an extremely conventional background. I was raised Missouri Synod Lutheran Church, and sometimes it just doesn't get any more conservative than that. I was from a farming background, and I lived on a small farm in Idaho. In fact, I was raised on a farm and ranch in central Idaho. But I guess if I were to ever define a beginning point, I was just 22 years old, and I was a sales manager for a small weekly newspaper near Squim, Washington, which is near Seattle, the Pacific Northwest. And I was called to go pick up an ad from a health food store. And I walked in the door, and the woman at the counter pointed her finger at me and said, "You have work to do for Master Saint Germain." And, of course, I was very surprised and quite taken aback by the whole thing. So I asked her, I said, "Well, who is Saint Germain?" And she said, "Well, come back to my office. I'd like to show you a picture of him." So I followed her back to her office, and on the wall hung a picture of the Comte de Saint Germain. And I was so taken by the picture. I honestly felt, Karen, that I had probably known him before, although there wouldn't be reason for me to, because it was obviously a picture that came from the 18th century around, you know, revolutionary Europe, in probably in the French period. So I asked her again. I said, "Well, who is Saint Germain?" And she said, "Well, Saint Germain is an ascended master." And I said, "Okay, what or who is an ascended master?" And then she explained for me that an ascended master is a person just like you and I, who has risen their state of consciousness to such a higher level of vibration that they no longer require reincarnation into a physical body. Therefore, they're not limited at all by whatever task that they may see that they have. So they can put on a body at will if they choose to. But most of them choose to remain in higher dimensions, fourth and fifth dimensions, sometimes even up into sixth. And from there, they pledge to protect humanity. And this group of ascended masters are known as the Great White Brotherhood, white referring to white light. And they pledge humanity to protect humanity, their freedoms, from any kind of infringement whatsoever that would impede their spiritual growth or evolution. And, of course, I was, you know, young and very intrigued by all of this. And so I said, "Okay, can I learn more?" So she handed me a pamphlet about Ascended Master teaching, and she became one of my first teachers of the Ascended Master tradition.
Huh. There are no coincidences, are there? When you walked in there, you were meant to walk in there.
Obviously. And from there, I began to learn how to meditate. I began to read more about reincarnation. I, of course, tried to find whatever I could. I mean, this is late 70s, so there were not New Age bookstores then. That hadn't happened yet. So I found whatever materials I could, and I began to read the most amazing stories of these master teachers and their archetypal stories of love, of victory, of wisdom. Also the darker side of betrayal and doubt, suspicions, all of these, you know, archetypes that they would carry. But through all of this, I was so taken just by the whole knowledge that I could work with my consciousness and actually move myself to a new level of human experience.
Mm. And in that connection with Saint Germain, he did appear to you at your bedside. And in that connection, you began to receive messages.
Yes. It was so unusual because at that time, I was living back on the family farm. And I woke in the middle of the night and I could smell sharp oxygen or that smell of ozone in the air, like a thunderstorm. Mm-hmm. I thought, "Oh, I've left a window open." So I rose up in bed, and then at the foot of my bed, here was the Master Saint Germain, and his aura just effervesced and crackled with violet light. It was like electrical. And so I thought, am I dreaming? What's going on? And so I reached out to kind of wave my hand through his figure, and he disappeared. I thought, "Oh, I was just having some sort of a lucid dream," something like that. But shortly thereafter, that's when I began to receive a dream. And in this dream, four beings in white robes presented a map of America. But it wasn't your typical Rand McNally map. This map showed massive changes in the coastlines of the United States. But the other thing that was so amazing about this map was that it exuded a very high vibration of spiritual energy, much like I would feel sometimes when I was in really deeper states of meditation. And so clearly, this wasn't just a dream. This was a message. And it was very profound.
Mm. Well, you're listening to Out of the Fog with Karen Hager, and my guest is Lori Toy. We're talking about her new book, A Teacher Appears. And when we come back after this short break, I want to find out more about the map, about the messages, about there's a message of healing here. There's a message of awareness here for us to hear from the Ascended Masters. So we'll be right back after this.
There is not just one kind of radio show. Some shows are about health, wellness, food. Others are about helping you on your spiritual journey. Some radio shows are all about busting through and getting unstuck from the crust in your life. But the Dr. Pat Show, well, she does it all. She's been helping people in all aspects of their life now for 10 years. Her interview style, her unique personality, the amazing guests she has on her show are all factors of what makes an amazing radio show. Please join Dr. Pat in celebrating 10 extraordinary years of talk radio.
Hi, I'm Dr. Pat. Thank you for supporting us for the past 10 years. Positive Talk Radio was a vision that we've had. And thanks to all of you, you've helped us make it a reality. We are promising each and every one of you that this coming year, our 10th year anniversary, will be the best yet. For more information, please make sure you stay tuned to TransformationTalkRadio.com or TheDrPatShow.com. And remember, join me. Let's live life full out together.
Tune in each Wednesday at noon Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com for the hit show Out of the Fog with Karen Hager. Spark your spirit and ignite your soul with spiritual conversation and enlightening guests that'll help catapult you into action. You'll meet metaphysical movers and shakers and light workers guaranteed to raise your vibration. Karen's down-to-earth style and lively curiosity is what makes this show super special. Visit FogCityPsychic.com to find out more and to book your private intuitive reading today.
Tune in to The Truth Is Funny with Colette Stephan each Wednesday at 8 a.m. Pacific, 11 a.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com. This hit show will have you thinking outside the box and riding the wave of infinite potential. Join Colette on the Higher Self Network, inspiring listeners to shine their brilliance and ensure success while roaring with laughter as they recognize the humor of the giant cosmic joke. Visit TheTruthIsFunny.com.
How would you like increased health and vitality? How would you like to avoid the onset of disease as well as slow the aging process? This is all possible through a simple, safe, and natural process. Every day we are either moving toward wellness or away from wellness.
Hi, I'm Mary Jane Mack. I'd like to be your partner in achieving optimal health. Contact me now at MaryJaneMack.com or call 425-392-0659. Visit MaryJaneMack.com.
Tune in to The Jen Royster Show, intuitive guidance to inspire your life, each Thursday at 8 a.m. Pacific and 11 a.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com. This amazing show is an inspirational hour that will take you on an epic metaphysical journey to discover the spiritual approach to life's greatest challenges. Dr. Jen is an internationally known intuitive counselor, spiritual teacher, and energy healer. Call in for intuitive readings and visit JenRoyster.com for more information.
Welcome back to Out of the Fog. I'm Karen Hager, and my guest on today's show is Lori Toy. Her new book is A Teacher Appears, and you can find out a lot more about Lori and all of her work at loritoy.com. That's loritoye.com. Lori, right as we went into the break, you were talking about those first initial contacts that you had with Ascended Master Saint Germain. And I'm wondering, you said that he showed you a map, you began to receive messages. What did it feel like for you to receive those messages, and what kind of messages were they?
Well, when I, after my life really changed, I went through a divorce in the late 80s. And at that time, because I had three children that I was supporting, I was a single mom, I was very stressed out. And I, again, attended meditation class because that's really what helped me the best. And I was in a meditation class with a friend. And, of course, the meditation leader, you know, had asked us all, you know, just what were our experiences in meditation. And when it came my turn, I began to describe how meditation worked for me, that 90% of the time when I would meditate, that there were always spiritual teachers and that they would encourage me with visualization technique, with more meditation technique. They may take me through past lives, and not that I was anyone special, but they would show me past lives and how they would relate to a particular incident that I may be questioning that was current in my life. And when I shared this with her, she was really amazed, and she said, you know, Lori, that is not normal. Most people do not have master teachers standing there when they are meditating. And I was very shocked by that because I thought that was just common every day for anyone who meditated. So she said, you know, I have a hunch that you probably are a channel. Well, at that time, I didn't even know what the word channel meant. And so afterwards, the friend who had gone to the class with me, we went and had a cup of coffee, and he said, Lori, he says, you know, you're so open and receptive when you're in meditation. He said, is there any chance that maybe I could get with you and we could see if these master teachers would talk to me? And he lent me some books on channeling. He thought that there was a chance that I probably could be groomed to become a channel. And I had also shared about my dream of the map, and he was a very avid student of the Edgar Cayce material, and so I think at that time he was thinking, well, I'll also ask some questions about the map and see if I can get some more changes information. So I said, okay. So we met in the early morning hours, 4:30 in the morning. And anyway, he brought a handheld tape recorder, and he began to record me. And as I was in meditation, the master teachers did appear, but in the beginning, Karen, it was like a really slow process. I felt like at times, like, is he just recording dead air on this tape? And it was a little, because I had to learn how to actually, you know, translate the information. So in the beginning, I felt like I was very much like a telephone. They would tell me information, then I would repeat it to him. And then that would subsequently be recorded. And that was very, very slow. And then as the process continued, I learned to integrate much more. And it seemed like that the process just streamlined more and more for me. Plus, they gave me other guidelines for me to try just to see if they would help me. Like, for one thing, they wanted changes in my diet, which I then did, and it really helped quite a bit. And then they also ask for me to do more meditation just to keep myself more at what we call maybe a higher vibration and more in a calm state of mind in order to more readily and easily receive this. And then also many different visualization techniques, which are all shared in A Teacher Appears, because A Teacher Appears is actually two stories in one. I give my story in front of each little lesson that they give. There's 51 lessons altogether. But in the beginning, it was quite a process just to even get the channel to start and then to actually integrate that and move with that. And then, of course, then their messages, which follow after every single one of my introductions.
And those messages are, I suppose, short. They're 51 short lessons, but they're packed with material. There's a lot in here. Did you ever feel, as you were receiving this, just overwhelmed by what you were being given?
Very much so. And in fact, in the beginning, I had my own doubts, fears, and suspicions about the material. And then also just my own self-doubt. You know, why am I doing this? Am I worthy to do this? Can I do this? And so three times, because of the overall heaviness of the message, I just left the work altogether. I just thought, I can't do this. This is just not for me. But what I found out through that process is that because I had been exposed to this, a fire had been lit within me that I could not put out, that there was still this drive for me inside, deep in my heart, that I really wanted to continue with my own spiritual growth and evolution. And it was obvious that sharing this material and this message was part of that path for me.
And there's a sense in what I read here that part of the message is it's time for change. Now is the time. Hey, everybody, wake up. It's time for healing. There's an urgency, I feel, to the messages that you received.
There really was. And in fact, because we're dealing with, of course, the map, which is about earth changes, we felt an urgency. And so we focused primarily upon that material and produced the New World Atlas series from that information of the transcripts. But A Teacher Appears was sort of the ancillary spiritual information that kind of got kicked off to the side and was never published. And so now I'm finally publishing this. This is the first of three books. There's two after this which have more information. And A Teacher Appears is, it's interesting, Karen, because it's filled with spiritual information ranging from law of attraction techniques, according to Earth Changes prophecies, but more important, how to clarify our inner communication or develop our intuition and connecting with a master teacher through the I Am or the I Am Presence.
Can anybody connect with a master teacher?
Well, I wouldn't want to say carte blanche that anyone can, but anyone who has a proclivity for this type of work, I think, can. You can develop at any level if you have the will to do it. Of course, I think you do have to have like an underlying desire. That's mostly important. And then an ability also to carefully communicate that information, because there's different levels of how we do receive information. What I discovered later on is that I was working primarily as a clairaudient trans channel. Now, there's all different types of channels. There's some channels that they will work, through automatic writing. And I've done some of that work before. There are other channels who actually allow the being to really take their body over, and we've witnessed some of those really profound channels, like J.C. Knight is a really prime example of that. The type of work that I do is very different, because I don't allow that being to take over my consciousness. Instead, we sort of stand side by side, and there's this, what they call an overshadowing effect. And from that, then I just repeat what they say, but I've learned to how to more carefully streamline what they're saying so there isn't such a delay in the information coming forward. So there are varying degrees of trance work as well, and different depths and levels. I've noticed that when I go into trance work, the best material usually happens about 20 minutes into the trance, and that, of course, was explained to me by a hypnotist, is that that's, you know, when your consciousness reaches those deeper waves of consciousness, and that's when you get some of the better material, because the personality, which is always going to color any type of material of this nature, then is more set to the side. That is, there's a little more disassociation. So that's just some of the little subtleties and nuance of working as a trans.
How do you, you talked about your doubts and the difficulty sometimes of working with this material. How do you discern for yourself when you have a genuine connection, when you are truly bringing through information in that way as a clear channel? It must be difficult to not let yourself slip in there, right? So how do you know when you're in that clear stream?
Well, I prefer to do voice receive, because I've noticed that voice receive is a spontaneity in it versus when you're working with automatic writing. And so a lot of times I found that with automatic writing that you allow more personality to come in. So I decided to go with the voice receive because of the spontaneous aspect to it. A lot of times you'll get information, you just wonder, what the heck is this? And of course, when I come out of trance, I only remember maybe 20, 15% of it. So it is sort of, it's almost dreamlike when you get into that state of trance. But in the book, I remember when I went to the stage and I was really doubting. And I remember that a friend of mine said, well, you should ask these master teachers to show their light to you, so you make sure that you're only working with the good guys. And I said, okay. So I said to the master teachers, I said, well, I want you to show me your light. And they kind of smiled and got a kick out of it. And then they would just show these bright, effulgent rainbow auras that were just so powerful and exuding with warmth, generosity, and love. It was unbelievable. And so that was one thing that I did do that kind of helped me through the process.
One of the things I love from reading the book is to hear that there is humor. There is not a slap your knee and fall down laughing kind of humor, but there is a gentleness, there is a humor in your connection with them.
Oh, there always is. They are joyful beings, and I think that they really enjoy the process of watching us grow and evolve. Now, another thing that I'll tell you about master teachers at this level, they will never, ever tell you what to do. Instead, they're very much like an older brother or sister who just comes and sits down beside you, might put their hand on your knee or their arm around you, and say, you know, with this issue, this is what I would do if I were you. And then what they'll do is they'll quote the universal laws and how those universal laws work for everyone. But then they will always remind us, now, you must take this unto the laboratory of self. And when they say this, I always know what they mean by that. They're saying, go out and have your own experience with this.
Mm.
Don't just take it all, as I say, verbatim. And I think in the book, it was so fascinating because my partner at that time, Dan, he was in horrific financial need and really had some pressures on him. And he was a newbie to this type of information. And I think he kind of just expected that because now he was working with this greater intelligence that was coming, you know, from a higher level, that he was going to get all of the secrets of the universe and they were going to solve his money problems. Now, they told him what he could do to solve his money problems, but it was harder for him to apply that.
Absolutely. Oh, this is wonderful stuff. You are listening to Out of the Fog with Karen Hager. My guest is Lori Toy, and we'll be right back after this.
Listening to Transformation Talk Radio, the home of some of the world's most inspiring talk radio hosts. Please stay tuned at the top of the hour. We will be bringing you another amazing, educational, and inspiring show to get you on the path to transforming your life. For more information about us, please visit our website, www.transformationtalkradio.com. That's www.transformationtalkradio.com.
Tune in to The Sandy Brewer Show, getting to the heart of what matters in your life, Thursdays at 1 p.m. Pacific, 4 p.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com and experience the powerful healing voice of Dr. Sandy Brewer, one of call-in talk radio's most dynamic, compelling personalities. Get ready for inspiration and contagious humor and her been there, done that, no-nonsense advice to meet today's challenges.
Listen and call in at 800-930-2819, Thursdays at 1 p.m. Pacific, 4 p.m. Eastern.
Voices of Women is a top radio show that gives voice to the personal stories of women. It will inspire women and enlighten men to follow their dreams and create positive changes in their lives. Whether the audience listens to best-selling authors or a layperson like themselves, they'll realize there are others with similar experiences and feelings to their own. This show will give women tools they can use every day, which will empower them to step out of their boxes and create the changes they desire in their life. Chris inspires women to find their voices, speak up, and become leaders of their own life. Everyone has their gifts to share with the world, and it's time for women to work together to bring honor and respect to the feminine voice, which is within all people, men and women. Topics include personal growth, spirituality, creativity, leadership, and divine feminine. Tune in each Friday at 1 p.m. Pacific Time, 4 p.m. Eastern Time for Voices of Women Today, Radio with Chris Stainis.
You've been listening to Get Inspired with Sue London. If you have missed any part of this program or would like to find out more about Sue London and how to get inspired, please visit AskSueLondon.com. That's AskSueLondon.com. Tune in to get inspired every Thursday on TransformationTalkRadio.com at 2 p.m. Pacific and 5 p.m. Eastern to be inspired by radio host Sue London and her guests to help you create the life you desire. Tune in to Intuit University, compassionate guidance connecting you to your inner wisdom with internationally renowned psychic and medium Sherry Dillard, the second and fourth Thursday each month at 12 p.m. Pacific Time and 3 p.m. Eastern Time. Get ready for an hour of practical spirituality and a fun and magic carpet ride into the spirit realm. This hit show is a combination of call-in readings and intuitive mentoring as Sherry supports and empowers you to create your best life in relationships, career, finances, life purpose, and spirituality. For more information, visit SherryDillard.com.
Welcome back to Out of the Fog. I'm Karen Hager, and my guest is Lori Toy. We're talking about her new book, A Teacher Appears, and you can find out more about Lori, find out more about the book, delve into her work, which is very deep. There's a lot more going on than just the new book, all at loritoy.com. That's loritoye.com. Lori, before the break, we were talking a little bit about how you connect as a channel, how you receive information. And I'm wondering if you can share with the listeners what you feel is the overall message, the big picture message that the Ascended Masters are wanting to get out. What are we supposed to be learning from this? What are we meant to do?
Well, I think in the big picture, what they're saying is that we are divine beings having a human experience. But even beyond that, in our own transcendence process, or the ascension process, as they would call it, we are entering into a time of great change. And this change may reflect in terms of earth changes, in terms of climate change, global warming. It may reflect in changes in our economy, in the social and political world climate. But more importantly, this change is within us. And right now, we have this capacity to literally shift our consciousness in this lifetime. They claim that we have the capability to actually enter into and achieve the transcendence, the spiritual liberation, or the ascension process in this lifetime. Now, I don't know for certain if I can, but I know one thing, that I am on this path of transcendence, and it may take me several lifetimes. And I think for many out there that it will probably be the same as well. But I think that that overall is what this is about, that we're entering into this very unique time. I won't get into the science behind it. It's in all my other books, especially in Light of Awakening and Divine Destiny. But we're talking about how a special type of light now is streaming to the earth from the galactic center that the Mayans actually talked about. They talk about it in all the Vedic sciences or Hindu sciences. And this light actually has the ability to increase our lifetime, increase our memory, increase our proclivity towards spiritual topics and our reverence for spirituality. And so we are entering into a golden age, a new time on earth where humanity will be changed in this period of time.
The map that they showed you and your work around that map was published as the I Am America Earth Changes Maps. And I'm wondering what the I Am and the I Am presence in I Am America is about.
Well, the I Am is the presence of God. When you say I Am presence, it is the individualized presence of God. And in A Teacher Appears, the master teachers introduce these really seminal foundational concepts and how we can contact the presence. Because the presence itself, our individualized presence, is always eternally in the ever-present now. It really resides at a higher dimension. And so to be able to contact the level of the presence not only helps us to tune into our intuition, but it also helps us to tune into our higher self, the essence of our divinity. And through the development with that divinity, we then have higher psychic power. We have telepathy. We have a natural rapport with one another. But more than anything, what it does is it prepares us to move into unity, or unity consciousness. The master teachers call that unana as a concept. And through unity consciousness, we move into a higher aspect of being a human, known as the human or the God-man. And the God-man functions through not the laws of competition, but the laws of cooperation, which, by the way, the spiritual teachers feel is very important as we enter into the new times, that cooperation is sort of a pivot point. And there's a lot of studies out on cooperation and how it's sort of this higher developed aspect of humanity, that when we move into cooperation, we begin to develop higher levels of empathy and compassion for one another and just for the human experience alone. And what this means, really, is that age-old argument or quest that exists between Eastern thought and Western thought, the individual versus the group and working in the group. But it's almost as if as we work with the I Am and the I Am presence, that what that does, is Karen, is that it prepares us and readies us to be able to embrace the group and the group mind, which is where we're moving now in our evolutionary process.
Yes. And do you feel the earth changes that you were shown are tied to that idea? My sense as I listen to you is that as these earth changes come about, we will almost be forced to cooperate with each other, right?
Yes.
We are going to move into a new way of
being. I think that we could naturally go to that conclusion. This is what I know and understand about the I'm America map, is that because of the swift global changes that we're experiencing right now, it almost demands our evolution at a new level in order to steward and sustain the earth in a new way. So, and not only the earth, but we're looking at how can we make more of our systems more sustainable, not only how we view our relationship with the earth, but also our economy, all of our systems, even our relationships. How do we evolve them and bring them to this new level where they function, where we're no longer working with this dysfunctional system, but that we're becoming more functional? The earth changes, there's kind of two distinct views on earth changes. One is that we must go through this change in order to have these radical new changes, the new time. And that group is sort of like tabula rasa, clean slate. Let's just wipe it all out so we can start fresh and anew, and that's the end of that. But then there's another group who feels that human consciousness is indelibly linked to the earth, and that we are indeed stewards of the nature kingdoms, the diva kingdoms, and that we are interrelated, and that every choice we make on a daily basis will create a better world that we live in. And, of course, I go more along with that, that we are constantly creating our world with every choice we make every day. And hence our slogan at I'm America is, a change of heart can change the world. So I feel that through spiritual practice and spiritual application and understanding of these universal laws, that we can actually begin to ameliorate some of the problems that we're seeing worldwide at a collective level.
Things do feel like they're escalating in terms of earth changes right now. Do you feel that way?
Oh, yes, I do. In fact, now this is interesting because in the book, A Teacher Appears, we were constantly nailing them for dates. We wanted to know the dates.
Mm-hmm.
And good luck with that. Because, of course, they function at another level, so they're not into, you know, that time-space idea. But instead, what they said, look for reference points, that is, positions in the landscape right now of where we can weigh or evaluate probabilities. So reference points are placed so we can initiate comparison between the actual event or the prophesied event and then the possibility of their timing. And in terms of reference points, sort of the things that they said to look for, they said look for first changes in the overall United States economy that then would affect us on a global scale. Then they said, look for an overall global warming, and we're there. And then the third event, they said, then we would have massive earthquakes. And they said massive earthquakes would happen through either two possible scenarios. One, which we haven't seen, although we get many sightings, he said that an asteroid would come towards the Earth and that it would impact the Earth, and then that would cause massive earthquakes through activating tectonic plates. But then they also talked about just the overall pressure of a lot of water because of the melting of the ice caps would also place pressure on tectonic plates and cause the same thing through a change in the spinning of the Earth's axis. So they would get into a lot of science on these things, stuff that I don't even really know or understand. But I would suggest for listeners out there, if they haven't heard of James Balog and his documentary Chasing Ice, to catch it. It's been out for a while. It came out in 2009. He has fabulous TED Talks out there. But anyway, he's a National Geographic photographer. He started photographing ice, and he noticed that the icebergs were indeed melting. And through his whole process, he discovered that ice is indeed the canary in the coal mine, and that the small icebergs are the more susceptible first, and the larger ice masses take longer, and that Greenland actually began to melt about 20 years ago. Mm-hmm. But his work is very profound. I suggest that you watch it. He's got all the facts of where we're at right now, and we are definitely in global warming.
You are listening to Out of the Fog with Karen Hager. My guest is Lori Toy. We're talking about her new book, A Teacher Appears. You can find out more about that and all of her work at loritoy.com. We'll be right back with Lori after this.
Transforming the world, one listener at a time. Transformation Talk Radio, that's my line. Non-stop shows, 24 hours, 7 days. Positive Talk Radio is the new craze. Learn to live your life the best you can. All hosts of TTR will lend a hand. Transform, inspire, educate, create. Tune in now. Our shows are actually really great. Tell your friends, your brother, dad, and mom to tune in at TransformationTalkRadio.com.
Come alive and shine with the Alive and Shine radio show with Adil and Savitri. Widen your perspective, learn to heal yourself, and clarify your power of choice so that you feel truly alive and shine. The Alive and Shine radio show is your how-to guide for creating a life in which your dreams come true. Listen live each Tuesday at 11 a.m. Pacific Time on KKNW or at aliveandshineshow.com.
Tune in each Wednesday at noon Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com for the hit show Out of the Fog with Karen Hager. Spark your spirit and ignite your soul with spiritual conversation and enlightening guests that'll help catapult you into action. You'll meet metaphysical movers and shakers and light workers guaranteed to raise your vibration. Karen's down-to-earth style and lively curiosity is what makes this show super special. Visit FogCityPsychic.com to find out more and to book your private intuitive reading today.
What if the world doesn't function the way we've been told? What if we truly can bend the laws of physical reality? What if we can end limitation? What if weird were the coolest thing you could be? And what if it's time for a totally different reality? Are you ready to create it? Are you ready to dream as big as you dare? Hi, my name is Dane here. 13 years ago, I started to truly ask questions. Actually, I started to be the question, and everything in my life changed for me. This is your invitation to step into something that Einstein, Marie Curie, Newton, Da Vinci, Shakespeare, Gandhi, Galileo, and Aristotle all knew to be true. It's not about the answer. It's about being the question, always. It's about truly being you, whatever that looks like, and changing this world. Is now the time? Start by signing up for a free video series at beingyouclass.com. That's beingyouclass.com. What if you are the gift and the change this world requires? BeingYouClass.com.
The Divine Divas Radio Show with Patricia Iris Cairns and co-host Cheryl Angela is dedicated to being love in action and joy in jumping into the next new paradigms for humanity. Divine Divas Radio is evolutionary, revolutionary, and soul-empowered, sharing insights of hope, love, and joy every Friday at 10 a.m. Pacific, 1 p.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com. Join the Divas and evolutionary visionaries each week as we step into the new era of oneness and peace together. And visit DivineDivasRadio.com.
Welcome back to Out of the Fog. I'm Karen Hager, and my guest is Lori Toy. We're talking about her new book, A Teacher Appears. And just before the break, you were talking about how we are in global warming, that certain reference points that your teachers gave to you, that we're seeing those reference points. And I know we only have a few minutes left with you, but I wanted to ask, so what are we supposed to do? Are we supposed to all freak out and move to the middle of the country? What is it that we are meant to be doing now?
Well, this is what I always tell people, that if they want to move inside first and then ask for their own inner guidance, because it may be that you're just to stay put, that you're in the most perfect place at the most perfect time for your purpose at this time. So you don't want to second guess, you know, where you're at and why you're at for that reason. In terms of physical preparation, people always ask me that question, and I've always kind of stayed away from it because I think that this is more about our movement out of fear into love.
Yes.
But if you can do preparation without fear, one thing that I do suggest, and I think it's a good thing, is growing your own garden, saving seeds, looking at your water sources, and getting into tradable commodities. That is, if you want to, you can get into precious minerals. You can get into gemstones. You can get into metals. Those are some things that you can do just to safeguard some of your future with the way that it's going at this moment in time. Real estate, even though the markets, you know, are kind of crazy too, it's always good just to have your own patch of land where you can work towards your own sustainable lifestyle. And I'm a great advocate of that, because I think that it's more of a holistic approach. But I think more than anything, the most important preparedness we should have in this time of great change is our spiritual preparedness. Because that's the one thing, no matter where you're at, if you've got your stuff with you or you don't have your stuff with you, you can always use. So I think that more than anything, that's what this time is about, is our own inner growth and our spiritual preparedness. Now, alongside the earth changes, and people can find the I'm America map online and look and see the new coastlines, but one thing that was very unique that the master teachers gave us were, there's these little locations on the United States map. There's five of them. They call them safe havens for interaction with spiritual energies, and they're known as golden cities or golden city vortices. And these areas are actually areas on Earth where Mother Earth and spiritual teachers are working now to amplify energy, to rev it up so that we can actually move into the new time more seamlessly. And you can travel to these locations, and one such location is in Arizona, New Mexico, another one in Illinois, Indiana, there's another one in Georgia and South Carolina, another one in Idaho and Montana, and then the final one primarily over Colorado. And those are also on the map, and you can see those. But you can go and experience those. And, of course, any spiritual practice and prayer that is done in these areas will actually help the earth at this time to heal. Because overall, Karen, as you said before, we are being ushered into a complete and global healing process through this time of change.
I love that you said we should move inside first. I believe very strongly that actions that we take out of fear, anytime we start that action by let's all freak out and this is not done in the right way. It's the actions that we take in love that have that lasting resonance.
Right. And I think that's where we can contact the presence, the master within, whatever you want to call it, even our own intuition. And as the masters often say, and they've said this too, and a teacher appears, they say that mastery is an art, that there's nothing that you must overcome. There's nothing that you must work to get. Mastery is letting go and surrendering to the process. And in that surrender allows us this access to these new dimensions or perceptions of consciousness.
Now, Lori, you have been very generous about making this work available to people. I wonder if you can share how people can connect with you, connect with the book, and you've got a very special offer so that people right now can listen to the audio of the book. Can you tell people how they can connect with that?
Yes. If they go to loritoye.org, I am offering a streaming audio version of A Teacher Appears for free. It's over 6 hours. You can listen to the entire book. It's a lot of fun because, as we were talking on the break, there were 14 different spiritual teachers who appeared in A Teacher Appears, and so we cast those into the roles with voice actors, and the dramatization in the audiobook actually adds a totally different dimension to hearing and receiving the 51 lessons in A Teacher Appears.
That's wonderful. So people can go to loritoye.org to access that stream. And what kind of resources can they find at loritoye.com? Can people see the map there?
They can go to the bookstore, see the map. They may have to Google to get like a larger version of it. I think there's a lot of depictions of it that they can find now out on the web. They can, you know, purchase maps if they wish to as well. But for free, there's a lot of really great resources on loritoye.com. I have all of the Earth Changes prophecies written out and on there. Lots of information about the Golden Cities that I kind of briefly mentioned, but a lot of people are very interested, not only in quote-unquote safe areas, but also where places where they can go and cultivate their own spiritual practice and work to initiate their own ascension process. So there are a lot of good resources on there. I have an Earth Changes blog that links off of loritoye.com, and I think that that's a great place to go. I started that in 2005. I started to cover a lot of the topics surrounding earthquakes and floods and climate change and global warming, and they can get into there. It's a great resource.
Wonderful. Lori, thank you so much for being on the show today. Is there a message that you'd like to leave us with?
Well, I think more than anything that now is the time for us to work on our own spiritual development. And, of course, in these teachings, the I Am is the crux of all spiritual development and manifestation. And for anything that you really need in terms of your spirit needs, go to the I Am for all your requests.
Beautiful. Lori, thank you so much for being here today. It's much appreciated. Thank you.
Yes, thank you, Karen. It was a pleasure.
That was Lori Toye. She's the author of the new book, A Teacher Appears. Get more information at loritoye.com, loritoye.com. And while you're there, don't forget to head over to karenhigger.com and click on everything. If you'd like to connect with me live in San Francisco or Los Angeles next month, go over there and find out the dates, find out what I'm going to be doing, and how you and I can maybe make a face-to-face connection. And you can join me right here next week on the Transformation Talk Radio Network and the mighty WBLQ when my guest will be Randy Sutton. He is a former police officer who's written a powerful book about his experiences and about the legacy of honor and of service that he still holds today. Thank you for listening. Together we are spreading a little more light in the world, and a little more light is always a good thing. Until next time, I'm wishing you peace.
Been listening to the hit show Out of the Fog with Karen Hager. Tune in each Wednesday at noon Eastern to spark your spirit and ignite your soul. If you're looking for compassionate, no-nonsense, intuitive guidance, visit FogCityPsychic.com today to book your session with Karen. If you've missed any part of this amazing show, go to FogCityPsychic.com for your free download. See you next week.
Where do you desire to go in your life? Are you only looking outside yourself for the answers? What if you use your soul's wisdom to lead the way? So what is the soul, and how do you access its wisdom? Soul Suitcase with Victoria Cohen will unpack these questions and help you tap into and trust your own inner voice to solve everyday problems. Our Soul Suitcase is a treasure chest of wisdom inside us waiting to be discovered. Listen to Soul Suitcase while Victoria Cohen takes everyday situations like job loss, relationship struggles, parenting challenges, work stress, and health concerns and shows you how awakening to your inner voice helps you make more conscious choices where your life flows more smoothly with greater clarity, purpose, grace, and ease. As a psychotherapist and soul coach, Victoria has inspired thousands of clients over the past 31 years to listen to their inner wisdom and let it guide them on their true path. You can learn this too on Soul Suitcase with Victoria Cohen. Your soul suitcase is packed. Are you ready to start your journey?
Called the Oprah of radio by her listeners, award-winning host Dr. Pat Basile is blowing the doors off of traditional talk radio. Get ready for an energizing delivery and powerful interviews with leaders in the field of human potential. Dr. Pat's fresh, new perspective on living life full out has catapulted her show to the top of talk radio. Tune in and Dr. Pat will help you thrive instead of merely survive. Visit thedrpatshow.com. That's thedrpatshow.com for listening times in your area.
Holistic Medical Center is where you find it all. A healthy space with doctors who care, see, and listen to the whole you. Hi, this is Dr. Darvish. If you have not found an answer to your chronic symptoms, you will find answers here at Holistic Medical Center. Our doctors find the root cause of your symptoms and guide your body towards healing naturally. We transform lives from within. Visit drdarvish.com or call 425-451-0404.
Hey Moon, you want to know something groovy?
Yeah, Jess. What's that?
Dr. Pat has been on the radio for 10 years.
10 years? Are you kidding me? That's awesome!
I'll tell you what's awesome. She's bringing back the Pay It Forward campaign and Holistic Makeover to celebrate. If you want to know more or get involved, go to thedrpatshow.com or like us on Facebook at facebook.com/thedrpatshow to get updates about everything we're doing.
There is not just one kind of radio show. Some shows are about health, wellness, food. Others are about helping you on your spiritual journey. Some radio shows are all about busting through and getting unstuck from the crust in your life. But the Dr. Pat Show, well, she does it all. She's been helping people in all aspects of their life now for 10 years. Her interview style, her unique personality, the amazing guests she has on her show are all factors of what makes an amazing radio show. Please join Dr. Pat in celebrating 10 extraordinary years of talk radio.
Hi, I'm Dr. Pat. Thank you for supporting us for the past 10 years. Positive Talk Radio was a vision that we've had, and thanks to all of you, you've helped us make it a reality. We are promising each and every one of you that this coming year, our 10th year anniversary, will be the best yet. For more information, please make sure you stay tuned to TransformationTalkRadio.com or TheDrPatShow.com. And remember, join me. Let's live life full out together.
Tune in each Thursday at 9 a.m. Pacific, noon Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com for the hit radio show that illuminates the heart-centered bond of animal and human as souls destined to find each other in a lifetime. Each week, this world-renowned animal communicator, through her live call-in show, will assist you in understanding animals as light beings, here to raise the vibrational level of this planet. They're ready. Are you?
Are you looking for positive answers to tough questions in your personal and professional life? On Purpose Radio with Karen Florence is a riveting show that will help you reveal your own truth and begin to live the life you've always wanted. Karen's dynamic approach to coaching people in all areas of their lives has made her one of the most sought-after coaches today. Tune in each Thursday at 7 a.m. Pacific and 10 a.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com and visit OnPurposeRadio.com.
Tune in each Wednesday at noon Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com for the hit show Out of the Fog with Karen Hager. Spark your spirit and ignite your soul with spiritual conversation and enlightening guests that'll help catapult you into action. You'll meet metaphysical movers and shakers and light workers guaranteed to raise your vibration. Karen's down-to-earth style and lively curiosity is what makes this show super special. Visit FogCityPsychic.com to find out more and to book your private intuitive reading today.
You are listening to Transformation Talk Radio. the home of some of the world's most inspiring talk radio hosts. Please stay tuned at the top of the hour. We will be bringing you another amazing, educational, and inspiring show to get you on the path to transforming your life. For more information about us, please visit our website, www.transformationtalkradio.com. That's www.transformationtalkradio.com.